that kesef doesn't work for gerushin and does work for kedushin. Star, which works vimotzi in the form of a get, should certainly work for kedushin. So the Gemara deflects the Kal Vachomer, says that kesef has a different chumna. She came podin bo hegdish ma'aser sheni. Tomer star she ain't podin bo hegdish ma'aser sheni. So you want to learn the Kal Vachomer that kesef is weaker. The kinyan of kesef is weaker because it's not motzi, and so it's and yet it's machnis Kal Vachomer star. But kesef has a mila over star. In that you can use kesef to be poda hegdish ma'aser sheni. Unlike star, a similar type of a lesson you find here in the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara brings a brisa yafe koch kesef mikoch hashtar, the koch star mikoch kesef, and the brisa goes on to say yafe koch hakesef shakesef potim bohegdeshus and meiser sheni, masein kein b'star, and then goes in the other direction and finds a mailen star over kesef. So we have more than one place where the Gemara uses this as a svara to show that kesef has an advantage over star. In our Gemara, the Gemara is using this as a way of deflecting the Kal Vachomer. So therefore, you no longer have your makor from the Kal Vachomer. The Gemara goes back and finds another makor based on the Yatsa V'Haisa. What does it mean when the Gemara says that star is not used for pidyon hegdash ma'aser sheni based on the pasuk says, "B'nasna kesef v'kamlo"? So the Rashba quoted Rashi a little bit differently than when we have in Rashi. Kasav v'gizba star almos. That's how the Rashba read the Rashi. Not almos pidyon hegdish, but almos. Ein hegdish upadur debin nasikas v'kamlo. So the Rashba took that to mean, that as we went by Rikas yesterday, the Rashba took that to mean that the case is a star is chayvus. That basically you want to be poda the hegdish not with actual physical money, but with the star that states that I owe you money, I mischayv myself to you, and I'm giving you the star. That's what you want to use to be poda. It's interesting. Bechlal, according to this pshat, why would this be a pircha on what we're trying to derive? We're trying to learn out that kesef has a maila as a kinyan kesef over the kinyan of star. And what are we showing? That kesef has the ability to be poda hegdish ma'aser sheni, and a star is chayvus can serve as kesef in that capacity. So how does that speak to the maila that kesef has over star over here in Daf Chav Zayin? Very strange. And that doesn't seem to be quite what the Rashba was asking on Rashi. The Rashba asks on Rashi that it would sound from the Gemara that a case like this would work for kedushin. The case that we just constructed of a shtar is chayvus, that if you gave the woman not kesef but a shtar that states I owe you X amount, that would be a valid form of kedusha kesef. How did the Rashba know it? So the so seemed to medayik it from the fact that the Gemara doesn't make the pircha the fact that kesef works for kinyan karka and for kedushin. And star, the case that we have a star is chayvus, doesn't work to be kona karka and to be kona an isha. And that would be the pircha. Again, however you explain how that's a pircha for the kinyan star that we're discussing, but the Gemara could have used the case of star is chayvus as the example that kesef has an advantage over star in terms of karka, in terms of kedushin. The Gemara goes to hodin bo kesef, hodin bo hegdish ma'aser sheni. It's mashma, therefore, that when it comes to kedushin, it would work. That's the Rashba's diuk. That could be the Rashba's diuk. And the Rashba goes on to parlay Rashi the case that he makes based on the sugyas davches. And we saw many places the Rashba builds the assumption that he's consistent with, that a star is chayvus cannot work as kesef to affect a kedushin, nor can it work for a kesef to affect a kinyan of karka. And his rayas, for example, over here from Pidyon HaBen, which, as we explained, on some level has to come down to a kinyan of sorts. And the Rashba brought a raya, the fact that if you give the kohen the shtar is chayvus, that's not poed to the child. The only thing that would work midrais is when you give the money later, and that midrabbanan doesn't work. The midrais would work, but not before that. He received this shtar that says I owe you. The Rashba saw in that a raya that this does not qualify as kesef. The exact understanding of it, so we said it's a choratoli in the machlokes bishonim, whether this is correct based on how you learn pshat in the sugya of mana inkan mashkin inkan. The case of the Rashba brought from mana inkan shtar inkan is working off of mana inkan mashkin inkan. He says to the woman, "Is kachri be mana?" He gives her a mashkin, or suppose he gave her a shtar, and the Gemara says no kedushin. Why not? The Rashba saw in that Gemara this yisod, that the Rashba assumed that there is a schaibis that took effect through her taking the mashkin. There is a schaibis that took effect. I am mechuyiv, and yet I can't mekadesh you with it. Why? Because what I gave you is not enough for the kedusha kesef to take place. Other Rishonim had a whole different reading of this sugya. That's what the Ksos, if you had a chance to look at it, Ksos brings the other Rishonim on that sugya, that understand it the way that they touch it up. The Hiran Avni Miluyan touches it up also this way, in Sibn Chavtes, that if you don't have the core Shibud that starts, you can't create a Shibud Nechassin, if you will, with a Mashkin. You can't give the person the Mashkin on a Chob that you haven't created on yourself yet. And just because he took the mashkin, that doesn't qualify as creating the chov. What's mishabed me? Just because I said it? So therefore, you don't have a mashkin to mekadesh with. Because there was no chov that was chal on you, just because you said, I'm pledging to give you money. So what? It's just words. According to that pshat in the Gemara, it would be mashma, that were it to be a chov that took place, a shibud that took place, if I owe you money, and then I give you a shtar or a maskin on that which already is owed, and now you have this, there is a basis for that to be mekadesh. In other words, there is a sense of giving kesef and mekadesh bekesef and karka, whatever it might be. So it could be Rashi. Many achronim say, okay, Rashi would hold this way. There may be other rishonim that hold this way. So the Rashba didn't learn Pshat Gemara Daf Ches that way. So the Rashba assumed that even though I gave you Kesef, but it's not enough to create the Kedusha. The way that we touched it up, and show them say this on Daf Ches, the Ramban over there, the Ksos quotes it. The problem is it's Agida Gabe, and we saw the Rashba Daf Mem Zayin. I gave you something, but what I gave you is still in some sense by me as well. It's not totally released from my domain. You've gained, but I haven't lost completely. I'm still holding on to it. When I give you a shtar, ischaivus, you've gained something. You've gained the kesef, because that shtar ischaivus gives me the right to collect the kesef, so in that way I'm holding the kesef too. I'm holding your kesef because I have access to it. If I have a shtar that Shchaivus, a person gave me, that gives me the right to go and collect from him, so it's like I'm holding that kesef through the shtar. But where's the kesef? The actual kesef. Still by the person. So the Rashba is going to hold, that will not be enough to create a kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef. In what sense does it pass a certain test? What does it accomplish? That's the Rashba Tazai. In a case of an Eved Ivri, for Giron Kesef, who doesn't give money to the Adon, but gives Ishtar Eschaivus, were I to suggest that an Eved Ivri is not Gufo Kanui, that's what the Rashba saw in the Gemara, because the Gemara hasn't yet said Gufo Kanui. So the Gemara says the words, Haimu Kesef! Said the Rashba, how can you say that? Didn't I tell you all these places that it doesn't work as Kesef to create a Kenyan? Says the Rashba, yeah, that's because right now the Gemara doesn't yet know that Eved Ivri Gufo Kanu. So if all I need to do is just simply pay you money, and then I'm out of this contract, and I'm not Eved Ivri anymore. There's no official formal kinyan that has to happen. It's not a Gufo Kanu has to be broken. It's just that I have to pay you, so I paid you. How did I pay you? I gave an IOU. you don't have the money, but you have kesef. That's good enough. Piron it is. But kinyan you can't create. What does kinyan mean? Kinyan kesef means that through the kesef, I have now, you reciprocate, and I gain something in exchange for it. A kesef konesek negdo. But in order to be able to get in exchange for the kesef, what the kesef is meant to get from me, it has to be totally removed from me. Not just, I gave you an IOU, I have to give you the kesef, it has to not be shaykh to me anymore. That's the Rashba Mem Zayin. That's why Shtarchov Da'acherin could work for Kedusha. Because I have no shaykhs to it anymore. As long as you got it with Da'achi HaKinyanim, suppose we figured out that just by being Moser the Shtar to the woman, she now can collect from Reuven. So now the Baal is no longer shaykh to that money. I gave you always Shtarchov, but that's enough. I gave you kesef. But if it's my IOU, then the kesef is still agid gadbe. You have kesef, but you don't have a kinyan that kesef is to accomplish, because for kesef to be a kesef kinyan, it has to be totally removed from my rishus as well. This is more or less what we went through yesterday. And we answered, in effect, the kasha min chaschinach and beis alevi, also tainazisvar and chel galf min chav gimel. The problem they asked was the Rashba and the Ksos both bring a raya from Pinyan Aben to this Yisod. Pinyan Aben, that the fact that there's no pidyon until the kesef is given. But Pinyan Aben, you owe anyway. So what did you add by giving the shtar? That says, I owe you. So that's why you can't have a pidyon, because nothing changed. I owe you, and now I still haven't given you the kesef. So what has changed? I gave you a shtar, so what? Now it's mechuyev to one kohen as opposed to the abstract. That shouldn't be enough of a distinction. I owe regardless. The shibud regardless. The Torah says no. We're not for the Rashba's Yisod, that kesef kinyan needs that to be totally removed from my reshus. We're not for that. Pidyon Abein is a piro. How'd I pay you? Because I gave you this shtar that's the equivalent of kesef. Just that the kesef that you have through the shtar is still hanging on to me. Okay. But that's a priyas chov. Elamai, Pidyon Aben is kinyan. That's something we haven't proven. We have to show rise to this idea that there's a pidyon, a kinyan that takes place. Pidyon Aben, we see this about pidyon, is also kinyan, and that's also a kinyan of sorts. And therefore, for kesef kinyan to work, it has to be, like the Rashba is proving, totally removed from my reshus, and kesef kinyan cannot accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish if it's still a gida gabe by the nosi. All of this is the Rashba's take on Rashi, and therefore he has all these kashas. Okay, Adkan, very, very brief, quick review of yesterday. I want to move on to the Rashba's own pshat, and then go on to maybe how else we can learn Rashi, and then hopefully read in the Gemara. But just because you're the ladies who asked us to wait so patiently, so...
No, I think there's a heart of everything.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. The Rashba says, a few of Kosovo Shtar, I love any Mephidashas.
I know what you're going to say. Let me say it out, and then you'll tell me if I'm missing anything. Good. Suppose the person didn't give the shtar. It just made a kinyan. Suppose, by Pidyon Aben, there would be a kinyan that would be made for the five slayim. Would there be anything to talk about? That should count as kesef. Suppose it was a kinyan suit on that which I owe you. Would the Rashba be even having a half a minute to bring a raya from here to his yisod? Why? Because there you're absolutely right. Nothing changed. I didn't give you kesef. Just because I made a kinyan, if I owe already, then the kinyan is simply nothing. It's like, that's not kesef. What makes this different is that I gave you kesef. How? In the form of Ishtar Eschaivus. Ishtar Eschaivus can qualify as kesef. That's how some Rishonim hold the emes, that it works as kesef kinyan. For the Rashba, that's the problem. It won't work as kesef kinyan. But it will work in the sense that I gave you something. I gave you the kesef. But for Kesef to be kone, it has to be minutak from me. It has to be detached from me. If it hasn't been motzi merishuso, then I can get the benefits of a kinyan that comes from Kesef. And not the way some achronim want to say, l'chor, it's not pshat in the Rashi, but some achronim, Ephraim, others, that it's only din by kedushin, just like by get, there's a din of krisus, so see it on the Gemara, and kedushin is like gitin, and it's only din by kedushin that it doesn't work because it's shayach still to the Baal. It's clear from the Rashi that we read, the various Rashi's, that the Rashi saw this as a chesar, not just by kedushin. And it shows clearly also that way. The Rashi saw this as a chesar, not just daf ches, which is kedushin. The fact that the Rashi can bring a rat in binyan aben, the fact that the Rashi can ask by the case of an eved ivri. How can the Gemara think Hainu Kesef? What's clear from the Rashi is that this problem is a problem in Kesef Kinyan. Be it Kedushin, be it Kinyan Karka, be it Giron Kesef, if you hold Gufo Kanu. It can't create a Kinyan if it's a Gida by the nose. Not specifically by Kedushin. But again, if it's not about a Kinyan, if it's just about the Piron, I gave you some. That should be clear what we're saying from the Rashba. So that's what I have to bring out, right? Good. What does the Rashba say, Pshat, in Asugya? What is the case that the Gemara is referring to that Kesef works for Pidyon, Hegdish Maisesheni, unlike Shtar Shein Podinbo, Hegdish Maisesheni, says the Rashba? The case is not what Rashi said, of a Shtar Eschaibus. Rather, says the Lashon Rashba, the case is similar to Kedushin, to the case that we're trying to drive by Kedushin, where by Kedushin you have a shtar that says in it, Harat Mukudesh Esri, it states the transaction of the Kedushin, the Halos Kinyan of Kedushin. Says the Rashba is similar over here. Nishum Hachin Yirali the Farish. Malish Shtar Shekain Ein Podim Bohekdeshos, meaning, Im Kasav Vishtar, Hegdish Zeh Padui. Ain't no padui. Dumi b'star kedushin shekosef harei mukudesh asli. What does the Rashba mean? Dumi b'star kedushin. Star kedushin. The star states the transaction that she's become mukudeshes. So the Baal writes harei ad mukudesh asli. The star states what you want to take place. What's happening by hegdish? A pidyon. So the Rashba says that's what we're saying. That you cannot use a shtar for pidyon. Because if the nasan ha-kesef ikamlo, you need a kinyan of kesef. You can't have a kinyan of shtar working for pidyon maaser sheni or hegdish. We mean to say that the shtar would state hegdish zeh padui. That's what the Gemara means. Nasan ha-kesef ikamlo. And that's what it will mean again on daf chav zayin. Right? Same type of a pircha. Yafe, or same type of a contrast. Yafe koach ha-kesef mi koach ha-shtar, and so on. Yafe koach ha-kesef, se kesef podimu ha-deshus my sesheni, ma she'enkin b'shtar. Shtar states, hegdish ha-podui, it doesn't work to be podet ha-hegdish. Now, the Rashba is very vague. Very specifically, what is the case? We know the shtar says hegdish ha-podui. What does that mean? Who is writing this shtar that states in it hegdish apadu? The Rashba says dumi the shtar kedushin shekosev l'arei mukudesh asli. That we know is the Baal writing the shtar, because that we learn out that's the way it works by kedushin, that the Baal writes the shtar. But the Rashba doesn't necessarily mean in the saying dumi anything more than showing that the shtar is the nashtar eschaibus. It's a shtar that states the transaction. The Rashba doesn't say though who is writing the shtar. Is it the poder? Or is it the Gizbar? Rashi's words, impressively Gizbar, well that's because the Rashba took Rashi to mean that you gave the Gizbar Kesef in the form of an IOU. So that's of course you giving the Gizbar. The Rashba turns around after asking and Rashi says the Pshad is that the Shtar says Hegizah Padli. But who's writing it? Who's giving it to who? That the Rashba doesn't quite state explicitly. But the Ksos quoted the Rashba a certain way. In that piece in the Ksos in Kuptzadi Vav, you delay?
The Gemara says, the Rashba is trying to compare it to Kedushin, so the Gemara in Tefan Beis,
that should be the Gizbar. So we'll get to that's what the Makna makes a Cheshbin, gets in a second. That based on the line of Gemara and Daf Tes, it should follow. Could be that it's the poder, but
no, it's the Gizbar. Well, like the son,
then. No, no. Okay, okay. So we'll see in a minute. We'll see what to do with that test in a minute. Hold your okay. Well, hold that Gemara in advance, because the Ksav doesn't quote the Gemara in that test. He just simply reads the Rashba, and he says he's mefalpa here on this question of what the pshat in the Gemara is. He brings Rashi's pshat. And then he says, Lui Dibi Rashi. And he's machavin to the Rashba. Because he says his own pshat, then he says, ah, I found the Rashba says the same thing. I get a lot of hana in knowing that it's machavin to the Rashba. Umat, he says, Lui Dibi Rashi. Efshe Lefarish. He says the first Efshe. Tomas Dash in Podimbo Hegdish Maisashani Hainu Im Hagizbar Kosev Lepode. That's much more comparable to the Kenyan star that we're coming to learn about. That's what would be by condition. We're talking about a star Kenyan. And that's the Gemara's Pircha, that Kesef works for Pidyon Hegdish, and star that the Gizbar writes to the Poza. That's what the Sof says. The Gizbar writes it. That's what the Gemara means, would not work to affect Pidya. Next paragraph says, so Shuvra Isi Bechidushia Rashba the Mefarish Tomash Dash Ein Podim Dahainu Be Gizbar She Kosev Sada Hegdish Kanirach. And then he brings the whole riot that the Rashba had against Rashi. It can't be the other way, Shtarchov Didei, from the case of Bechoros. Anyway, he probably means both in terms of the Pshat and the Gemara, in terms of the Kasha from Bechoros. He had that Kasha also on Rashi. So the Ksos was on, you know, Machaving to the Rashba. They say if you're going on a good straight path, you meet other people along the way. If you're saying a Svar, no one ever said it, you don't find it anywhere, it means you're Prablanchit. You know, you're probably going on your own, you know. So he found the Rashba, he's happy. So the assumption is that the Gizbar wrote it. Why is that correct? Why does the Ksos assume that that's the way? So you bring the Gemara Daf test. B'chara, let's speak outside. The case of Mechira, of a Sada, it's clear. What is the Shtar Mechira? Who's writing that the field is sold? The Lokeach or the Mocha? The Mocha. So if that would be the case, now, what would you think over here? What is the Kenyan? Who's affecting the Kenyan? So Hegdish, if you could say, is a transaction, a Kenyan, the Pidyon is, you're trying to, what's happening in the Pidyon? The person is acquiring that which was Hegdish, he's acquiring it as Chulin. Mistama will have to give Kesef to the Hegdish, right, in lieu of that. It's just like a person sells a field. So the Kenyan can be accomplished through Kesef or through Shtar. If it's through Shtar, so the Mocher writes Sadai Mechura Lach, he gives it to the prospective buyer, that makes the buyer now the owner of the field. He'll have to pay money for whatever was set up. Now, that would be the equivalent over here. Obviously, there had to be money involved. You're not going to have a Pidyon if there wasn't any money that was given to Hegdish. But what would it mean that you can't be pulled to Hegdish with a star? It means that you'd want to use the method called Kenyan, the star Kenyan, to create the Pidyon. That's what it would mean. No, so that means that Hegdish is selling the field with Kenyan star, and the money will have to be paid, obviously. So who's writing the star? That's what Ksos says. That the Gizbar writes the Shtar. The Gizbar speaks for Hegdish, represents Hegdish. So the person wants to pay for this field. So we'll draw up a Shtar, and I'll give you the Shtar, you'll be calling the field, and you'll owe me the money. And that would be Pidyon. That would be the Pidyon of Hegdish. And that would be the Chiddush of the Torah, Nasna Kesa Bekomlo, that you cannot be Machalel, Kiddush Hegdish, through a Kenyan other than kesef. When you have pidyon, it has to be with kesef, and that's the way that the chilul takes place. The pidyon takes place with the kesef, but with just a kinyan of shtar, that doesn't do anything. But the chor, that's the pshat that the ksos is saying in the Rashba, that the gizbar wrote it. But there is a sad to say, if you read the Gemara carefully in Daf Tes, maybe one can perhaps, and this is what the Machna is going to suggest, the Das Rashi, and we'll soon be Mairich on this, but the Gemara in Daf Tes discusses the contrast between the Shtar Mechira, where the Mocha writes the Shtar, and a Shtar Kedushin, who writes the Shtar? The Baal. So that's the kasha the Gemara asked, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, the first wide line, right before they get wide, he asks, Hare Rodami Haishtara Rishtar Zvini. The Shtar Kedushin is unlike Shtar Machira. Why? Hasa Mocher Kosev Lo Sadei Machunalach. Hacha Baal Kosev Bitcha Mekudeshes. You're talking about a case where there's an Av, and she's not a Bulgaris yet. So, he's writing Bitcha Mekudeshesli. So who's writing it? The Baal is writing the Shtar. And by Machira, the Mocha is writing the Shtar. So the Gemara answers, and the Pashtus, this answer could remain a Maskana, even though you have to look carefully at the Gemara more Bepratus, but the Gemara says the following distinction. This Amar Rava. Hasam mein yana dekra, hacham yana dekra. Look at the way the Torah frames the transaction. Hasam ksiv umachar me'achuzasam. We're talking about the person selling his real estate. The focus is on who? Who's the one making it? The mocher. He's the one that's making the chalos. The mocher talarachman. Hacha ksiv ki yikach. The baal talarachman. Then more goes on and asks more kashas, but then more ends up saying as mechinu akroi. But we're not totally falling away from what Rava says. Rava makes an important distinction between the mashmaus ha-pasuk of mechira, where the focus is on the mocher, and on kedushin, where the focus is on the baal. Ki yikach ishisha. So how do you know who writes the shtar? If it's a function of the mocher writes the shtar. If it's a function of the baal writes the shtar. Now I ask you, chevra, pidyon hegdish. Suppose there would be a method called shtar, were it not for the miut that we have nothing to kesef to come with. So if you use the terminology of the Gemara, so chur, what could you say? When the Torah speaks about pidyon, who is the Torah speaking to? You have to look at the psukim in the Chukosai, but who is the Torah speaking to? To the gizbar, to the hegdish, or to the person that wants to be poded the hegdish? The poded. The fada berkecha. Many times the Torah speaks about the pidyon, the person who's being poder. So if you take the language of Rava, the moche talarachmana, the baal talarachmana, so here would be the poder talarachmana. So the makna, Sefer Makna, is going to make a case, and he'll say soon in Rashi, Pshat, that there could be a shtar kinyan of hegdish for pidyon, and the one writing it wouldn't be Gizbar, it would be the poet himself. Okay, the Ksos assumed it's mamish like Machira. So let's talk and see what does the Makna say in Rashi. So this according to the Rashi's Pshat, it comes out that the side of the Gemara that the star should work for pidyon hegdish is that you should have a kinyan star that takes place in the Gizbar. Makes the kinyan happen. The Makna says, guess what? Rashi doesn't mean anything different or much different than what the Rashba says. The Rashba assumed, according to Rashi, we're talking about a shtar eschaivus. So, Pinchas Halevi Horovitz, the Baal Hafra, the Baal of Sefer HaMakna, Rabbi Yudachsam Sefer, he says that Rashi means star kinyan. Wait a second. Rashi says in kasav your gizbar. No. Yeah. Bipoda talarachmana. There would be a star it would be a function of the poder, not of the gizbar. And he wants to prove that it can't be the Rashi. Rashi cannot agree with the Rashba, because what the Rashba said in Rashi, that the Rashba was attributing to Rashi star, that star, it's a star of Ischaibus, that would mean that Rashi is going to hold the star of Ischaibus would work for Kedushin, and he has riots from Rashi and Ksubis that it doesn't work for Kedushin. So he says, you have no riot from Rashi, because Rashi never meant star of Ischaibus at all. When you start in there, in Kavanas Rashi, the Kosa Roshi, Knias Apidion Bimos, the Baha Vade, Lomahani Afodas Rashi, Afil Bikedusha. As he says, I'll explain a Dafches. Rashi Kedatka learned the Sugya Dafches like those who have shown him that assume that you cannot create Kedusha with an IOU. Not because it wasn't Chal of the Shiva, but because you cannot create Kedusha with Eshtar of Starvis. Rashi agrees with that. What's Rashi saying over here? Noopshat. Kavanas Rashi, Shekosav Lo, Shia Hegdish Padui, the Yeschayev Lo Amos. The Iker Akinyan, Al Yidei Hashtar Hazeh, Sheyichtov Lo Gizbo, Shehegdish Shei Padui. Umeri Yeschayev Lo Amos, Kimo Kol Nesade, the Shtar. Shekol Nesade, Al Yidei Hashtar. Umeri Yeschayev Amos. What happens with Kinyan Sade? I'm Kol Nesade with the Shtar, and Umeri, I owe money. Here too. How am I Poder? I'm Kol Nesade, and Umeri, I owe the money. Why are you assuming that the poder writes it? We know by Shtam Achim, the Mocha writes it, because look at the Gemara Daf Tes. Hasam b'mocha Tala Rachmana, and here it's b'bal Tala Rachmana. No, I have the Hekdesh Nifre, b'shtam, b'shtam, b'niktai, b'ksivas ha-poder, the Kui Parshis, b'poder, Tala Rachmana. V'ayim the Kosev Rashi, in Kosev Gizbe Shtar, in a Konami Tam Shtar. Okay. Now, I want to a little bit imarchiv on what the Magen is saying. This is a thought of Bnei Rav Nachum. What I'm going to tell you of right now is a beautiful thought, just to explain, broaden the whole inyan of Chilul Hegdish and Pidyon Hegdish, based on the Diuk of Lashon Rashi. Look at Rashi's Lashon now. See, what led the Rashba to learn Pshat of Rashi that we're talking about Shtar Eschaivus? How did he quote Rashi? Kasav Gizbe Shtar Mos. In other words, I'm writing you an IOU, I owe X amount of money, and I want to give it to you to give birth to create pidyons. That's Shtar Eschaivus. Rashi's words, as we have them, Kasav Gizbar Shtar Almos Pidyon Hegdish. What does that mean? It doesn't say Shtar Almos. Almos Pidyon Hegdish. Okay, so what does the Machna say? That the Shtar that I'm giving the Gizbar says, I want to be Poda, this thing should be Padu. So why is Rashi say Amos Pidyon Hegdish? Why is that in the Shtar? So the answer is, the Machna just seems to say, well, because I have to pay for it. Just like if I buy a field, so the Kenyan Shtar is what gives me the title to the field, but I owe money. So obviously I'm going to have to supply money. But why does that have to be written in the Shtar? Kasav the Gizbar Shtar. Now we're reading Rashi through the lens of the Machnas Pshat, not the Rashi's Pshat. Kasav the Gizbar Shtar Amos Pidyon Hegdish. Type stuff for me. What is the person writing in the Shtar? I wanted that this Hegdish, this thing should be Padui on the money of the Pidyon. Why do I have to put the money of the Pidyon in the Shtar? The problem. I owe the money. Obviously, if I buy a field, also, when I sell a field, Sabe Machul Alach, does it say, maybe it could say the money, but if we arrange our own solid agreement, how much money you'll pay me? Is it a good Kenyan when you take the Shtar? It doesn't say the price. Is it not a good Kenyan? What do you think? Is it or isn't it? Hashtag yes. So only so this. It could be a Shtar Matana, it could be any money. So why is Rashi put into the Nisach HaShtar, if we're learning Pshat, that it's a Shtar Kinyan written by the Poder, why does the Shtar have to mention the most Pidyon Hegdish? Yeah?
Because there's two dinim in the Shtar. The Shtar worked as a Kinyan, but Dafka here, it also needs to be Chal on the Kedush.
Okay, so I'm going to elaborate on what you're saying. Let me hear anyone else. You owe me same thing? Different? I'm going to tighten it up for you, but you're basically saying what you think is correct. Yeah, Noah.
Maybe they need something in order to move it on to the money.
So you're all saying very good. You're saying that somehow pidyon is not just a function of a kinyan. Pidyon is kishmo kenhu. Pidyon means chilul. It has to be transferred onto something. Ari, same ideas. You cannot simply, let's imagine the shtar said, Hegdis apadui. That's not going to work. I cannot buy something from Hegdish and the mail the Kedusha is removed. It doesn't work that way. There has to be a pidyon that takes place. Pidyon means that the Kedusha transfers to what it's exchanged for. That's the nicer pidyon. Pidyon cannot be accomplished through mekach.
Kesef works because of the
Wait, so the kesef has to, so comes up something very interesting. Let me just show you that this is correct. In other words, really there's two dinim in pidyon. Let's go pidyon hegdish now. There's two things happening. There's chilul of the kedusha onto its counterpart. But what else clearly is happening? Let's say talk about kesef now. V'nasana kesef v'kamlo. So the kedusha is transferred onto the kesef. But what mechanism is allowing that chilul to take place? And what's a necessary ingredient for that to happen? Kinyan. In other words, pidyon encompasses two things, chilul and kinyan. And what kinyan, Rabosai, is operating every time you have a pidyon taking place? What kinyan? Kinyan kesef. Now, this is Rav Chaim's Yisod, it's not my own Yisod. Rav Chaim says it's in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, and it's quoted b'shmo in many, many Svarim, Torah Svarim, and Maaseh Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, he quotes it b'shem Rav Chaim, and Rav Chanan quotes this in the second Chelek, in the Kavos Shirim, Siman Chaf, and here in the Sefer as well. Rav Chaim had a Gemara that seems to say that pidyon operates with a mechanism of kinyan. What's the raya? What's the gemara? Where's the gemara? Kiddushin daf hey. I may add kiddushin chavzai, if you will, also. Yafe koch kesef mikoch shtar. Daf chavzai. Or mal kesef. Shekein podim bo hegdash maise sheni. Yafe koch kesef mikoch shtar. Shekein podim bo hegdash maise sheni. We're using this as a way of showing the koach of kinyan kesef. The kesef has a koach to be kone, and shtar doesn't. So what is going on when you have pidyon? Obviously, kinyan kesef is the engine that's fueling the kinyan, that's fueling the pidyon. Another raya, Mistami brings this as well. Chan maybe brings this. Rav Yochanan holds that kesef works as a kinyan midaraisa. Where does he learn it from? What pasuk? Take a guess. Yosef Ekazav, Vinasana Kesef, Kamla. That's his raya, for Kinyan Kesef. What do you see? Black on white. That when you have pidyon, you have the koach of Kinyan Kesef operate. But Rav Chaim says, but that's not enough. You can't just have Kinyan, it has to be chilul. There's two things happening. So pidyon is midin kinyan kesef, but there has to be a chilul of, you can't, so if a person would write, hegdish zeh padui, so what? You can't buy it from hegdish? That's not going to create chilul. And you say padui, padui on what? If you're not going to put into the contract the thing that's going to take the place of the kedusha, of the thing that has kedusha, then you haven't done pidyon. Then you're just trying to acquire it from Hegdish and imagine that the chilul is going to happen in the mela. You can't. The maisa pidyon means that you have to place the thing that you're going to put the kedusha on as part of the transaction. Hegdish is a padu. Padu and what? Where? When? What? That's not good enough. So where's Rashi have to say? Hegdish is a padu. Rashi says, "Katzav gizbar star al maos pidyon Hegdish." So now let's take it another level. So what does that mean? In this star, what is this star? It's a hybrid. It's a star kinyan. We want the star to work as a kinyan. That's what we're saying it's not going to. In lieu of which kinyan that always works by pidyon? In lieu of the kinyan kesef, we want the star, the koach star, the kinyan star to create the pidyon. But where's the kesef? Almaos pidyon hegdish. So what does it mean? That you, what are you doing in this star? You are pledging money. So this star is also functioning as what? What type of a star? No, what type of a star? Star is chayvus. Because you're pledging the money here as well. But you're stating that there should be a pidyon on, and what are you doing with that star? You're giving it to the gizmah. Now, when you give the star to the gizmah, you've given the kesef virtually through the star. There's already a transfer of kesef that's taking place. So, but could that have made the pidyon? So now it's going to come out, not just that I don't have a raya from Rashi to what the Rashba said, the star is chayvus works for kinyanin, but I actually have a raya, according to this Pshat and Rashi, that it doesn't. That Rashi agrees with the Rashba's Shita, that star is chayvus cannot create kinyan kesef, and therefore what I would need to make the pidyon work as the kinyan mechanism would be the kinyan of star. But for there to be a chilul, there has to be kesef here. Where is the kesef? The kesef is the kesef that you're stating in the star and you're giving over the star. When you give the star to the gizmah, what are you giving? You're giving kesef. You're giving the kesef through the IOU. So then let that be the kinyan itself. Why can't it be the kinyan itself? Because it's not going to create kinyan kesef because the kesef is the physical kesef is still by me. It hasn't left my rishus. The kesef that Gizmah had is still somewhat connected to me. But what did the Gizmah get? They got the kesef that can serve as the chilul of the pidyon. If I didn't mention the kesef, I didn't give the kesef in the form of this IOU, then I can't have the chilul onto the kesef. Because there has to be a maisa of pidyon in the form of a chilul onto something. It comes out that Rashi's case, the way the Makta is learning, and we're just elaborating, is that you have a star that states the pidyon and also states the kesef, the Mo's pidyon hegdish, in it, which means that I have here two things. I have here the koach, a kinyon I want to use is star kinyon, and the chilul, the kesef that's going to take the place of the hegdish that I'm putting into the transaction is the IOU of the star, which is being given to hegdish. But the IOU, the star is chayvus, could not create the kinyan because the Rashi agrees with the Rashba that you couldn't have a kinyan of kesef with the star is chayvus. But I did give him kesef. I gave the gizmah kesef, just like the Rashba agrees that if not for Gufo Kanui, I gave the Adon money, and that would be all that I need to do, if not for Gufo Kanui. So in terms of serving as kesef that you can have a chilul take place on, you gave the gizmah kesef. How? Star is chayvus equals kesef. In terms of fueling the chalos pidyon, that won't be enough, because it's not kesef kinyan, because it's still shaykh to me. So what do we want to create the kinyan of the backbone of the pidyon is the kinyan? That would be the star. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. But that's not kesef v'kamla. This is what Rav Nachum says, if I understood correctly. I think it's working off of the makna, Pshat and Rashi. But it's interesting. It comes out that where not only is it that you can't prove from Rashi what he holds about the question of star is chayvus, that the Rashi thought the Rashi holds it would work by Kiddushin, to the contrary, I can prove that it doesn't work. And that's why the very case that Rashi gave has a Shtar Chayvus component to it, and yet that wouldn't create the Chalos Kinyan of the Pidyon. That would just be to serve the Chilul dimension of the Pidyon, which you gave the Gizbar the Kesef in the form of the Shtar Chayvus. But what you want to create the Kinyan, the mechanism of Kinyan that can create Pidyon, is the fact that you wrote in the star that it should be padui on this on the money I'm owing you. So Rashi couldn't leave out the mention of the money. So the mention of the money is the shtar is chaybus, which allows for the chilul. But the kinyan would be kinyan shtar kamash malana. It doesn't work, and that's not kesa become. What do you say? We'll say it's a mahalach, no, in Rashi. It's a combination of a shtar that's serving to make a kinyan, but at the same time, there's a schaibus that has to be there, otherwise you couldn't speak about a pidyon. Again, it's working off the premise of Afkayim, that every pidyon has to have an element of chilul, at least, let's talk Hegdash here, Maisa Sheni, has to be a kinyan mechanism, a kinyan kesef, and it has to be also a chilul onto something. You can't just buy something from Hegdash and imagine that the condition goes off. There has to be a chilul that takes place. The chil can be in any direction. It can be kesef with shavu kesef. If Rav Chaim says, for example, if you have kesef ma'aser sheni, kedushas ma'aser sheni, and you have peros of chulin, so how does the kedusha go onto the peros off of the kesef? The answer is kinyan kesef. How? Where's the kinyan kesef? The kesef has the kedusha. What's the teretz? Rav Chaim says, what's the kesef? If I have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni on Kesef, and I have Peros of Chulin, and I want the Kedusha to go onto those Peros, then now I'm going to eat Yerushalayim. So where's the Kinyan Kesef in that video? Tell me. What's the Koach of Kinyan Kesef? Where is it? What's the Kesef that's Kona, that creates the Kinyan for the Pidyon to take place? Now where's the Kesef? What? The kesef has kedusha, the peros are chulin, and the kedusha swaps from the kesef to the peros. So where's the kinyan kesef that gets the kedusha onto the peros? Where's the kesef? The value peros. What's that called? Shavu kesef. That's the piece of chen hilchos ma'aser sheni. The shavu kesef is kesef. So the peros are the kesef that are kona the kesef. In this case, it's ironic, but that's what it comes out. You always have to use you can only have pidyon through the prism of kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef can be kesef, can be shavu kesef. It's the koach of kinyan kesef that allows for the chilul to happen. But there has to be the zeh tach hazeh, that's the chilul, and it has to be the koach of kinyan kesef. In this case, it's simpler. It is the kesef itself, but it could be shavu kesef serving as kesef for the kinyan. Anytime you have a pidyon of Hegdash and Ma'aser Sheni, there's a koach of kinyan kesef, and there's also a chilul. And that's the Raya from Agamar. Malkes, she came potem by Hegdash and Ma'aser Sheni. Obviously, there's a koach of kinyan kesef here in pidyon. So, what we want to think about is whether shtar can work to create that pidyon, the koach of shtar. But you couldn't leave out the money, because then you wouldn't have the chilul. So Rashi had to put it all together. Where's the money? The money is the IOU in the shtar, which is given to Hegdish, and that's the kesef that I'm putting down for the chilul, but the kinyan of this pidyon would not be with that, because that wouldn't be good enough for kesef kinyan, as Rashi said. Rashi agrees with that. But we want the koach of kinyan shtar to create the chilul. Yeah, questions? Either way, and yeah, Moshe.
According to the Rashba, who says that in the Shtar it says Hekdesh, that Pado is...
That means that the Gizba writes it, that's exosa this book. Yes, so that's unbelievable. According to the Rashba, it sounds like the Gemara is simply trying to say that itself. That you cannot have Pidyon take place through a Maisa Kinyan. Because the Rashba doesn't say a word about any Kesef here. That's what the exosa would be sounding like also. Kilo, and then the Makna himself doesn't... In other words,
you need kesef.
No, maybe not. You pay kesef.
Why are you having? That's the whole point.
That's the point. It's not going to work. So what is? Yeah, that's
the
best. That's right. That without the pasuk, I would say
that Yerusha would work.
In order to be poda,
right? He wants to know what
kesef.
Right. What would you have said?
After the pasuk, what do you mean?
No, the pasuk says it doesn't work. Saying what would have been the svara that it works if you're not talking about money?
How do you need a poda?
You're going to have to give money at some point.
Why? It's all based on
Pasuk. So why does Rashi need to say Kesef?
Because he had a Pasuk. What do you mean?
No, because within this half minute there has to still be an understanding. The way we're saying Rashi, there has to be already an understanding that Pidyon is its own creature, which is an element of Kinyan and an element of Chilul, and they're both there. The engine that fuels the Chilul is a Koach of Kinyan, which Kinyan Kesef. What might it have been? Kinyan Shtar.
So then Rashba doesn't agree.
The Rashba doesn't say anything about that. So it sounds like all we're discussing is just maybe you could use Kinyan to buy it from Egdish, and you say Padui, and then somehow that's going to create Pidyon. I don't know. Moshe.
Shouldn't
Arutmi
and
the
Rashi agree to the Rashba for a different reason?
Not for a different reason. No, agreeing to the Rashba's shita about his chayvus not being enough to make a kinyan.
Because of kinyan, not
right. In other words, that was the Rashba took for granted, and that's why he asked on how he understood Rashi, that shtaris chayvus cannot create a transaction of kinyan by kedushin, by karka, by wherever. So the way we're learning out in Rashi, it's muchach in Rashi that way. Because Rashi's very case of pidyon involves shtaris chayvus as well. And yet, the issue is, could the shtar kinyan shabo, it's two things here, create the pidyon?
The Rashba didn't have that second aspect. He didn't have that kinyan.
The Rashba, right, and the Rashba's pshat in the Gemara, he didn't bring that in. Just shtar, and it sounds like the Gizba wrote it. Yeah, and yeah, but the way that we're learning, which is the derech of the Makn in Rashi, but now we're just taking it one step beyond, that the case is it's a shtar kinyan that was written to the Gizba, but we're saying, but almost pidyon hegdish, which the Rashba didn't have in Rashi either, which means that the star kinyan that the poder wrote, because it would be the poder writing the star, had to include mention of the money, which means that the star is doubling as a star schaibus as well as a star kinyan, and you're giving it to the gizbar, and that's why there could be a chilul that we could imagine happening with the koach of kinyan of star, and the reason why it won't work is because the koach of kinyan of star doesn't work. I let it work, we didn't. Kinyan Kesef? No, we don't have enough for Kinyan Kesef. It's only Ischaivus.
Shouldn't he also mention the word Kinyan?
Now you're asking the Makan already. It's not on me. In other words, he's writing Pshat Rashi that we're talking about Star Kinyan. No, I'm saying, good. I'm saying Rashi should have said, that's the question. What did Rashi say? You know, Rashi didn't, you know. Just one Nakuda before we go on. Just so the Ksos as a Kasha on his own Pshat and on the Rashi's Pshat, maybe the way we're saying now, it's not as much of a Kasha. The Ksos had a problem as follows. The Gemara mentions Hegdash and Maisa Sheni. Says the Ksos, something bothers me about this. Why? Because Maisa Sheni, Hegdash can be Talush or Mechuber. Hegdash can be Karka. Steachuza, right? You can have Hegdash on Karka. But Maisa Sheni is always going to be Talush. So the problem is, Kinyan Star, we know, Star, we know from the Mishnah, is greater in Kedushin. Star works only for to be called the Karka, not from the Taltalin. Taltalin is Meshicha, Chalipin. You can't have Star from the Taltalin. So how could we be... So Bishram, left the Pshad in the Gemara, is Star is Chayvus, which is how the Ksos went in Rashi and the Rashba went in Rashi. So you could say that the Gemara is discussing a case of Star is Chayvus that will not work to be called the Hegdish or Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is something you can discuss giving Kesef for it to be Poder, and the Kesef would be the IOU. But if the Pshad is Shtar Kinyan, that the Gizbar says Shtar Hegdizekanu Hegdizepadui, so Bishlama Karga, so that's Hegdish. Hegdish can be Karga, but Maisa Sheni is Metaltalin. How could anyone say that we're discussing Kinyan Shtar by Metaltalin? That's the Ksosis Kasha. He doesn't answer it. He says maybe that's why Rashi learned the Pshat that he did. Just before he mentions the Rashba, he brings his own Pshat. He says, but by Maisa Sheni, he gained a Mechub El Betolus. Metaltalin have been a Shtar Ninu. Shtar Kinyan will Meshkach has got to be Maisa Sheni. No, the Gemara says it doesn't work because nothing like Kesef of Kamlo. But that's a special Zeres HaKasav, it doesn't work for Pidyon. But if we're talking about Star Kinyan, so how could anyone have said it works for Pidyon? But you see, the Ksos perhaps is Gishy Tassel. The Ksos is assuming who's riding the Star? The Gizbar. So the Ksos is looking at this like a Mechira. So if it's a Mechira, then we know a Mocher can be sell is what he has with the star only in Kaka, not Metaltalin. The way that we're learning in Rashi, based on the Makna, is that who's writing the Shtar? The Poda. Why the Poda Tala Rachmana? We are not, it's not its own, it's not an exact case of Kinyan by itself. It's unique transaction called Pidyon. Pidyon means Chilul Kedusha fueled by some Koach of Kinyan. Shtar is a Koach of Kinyan. It works where it works. It works by Karka. The fact that the Meiser Sheni happens to be Metaltalin, that why doesn't Shtar work Metaltalin? I think many Rishonim say, could be other reasons, but Rishonim say because it doesn't, we don't have any Mokar. We only have Shtar written by Karka. Now, how would I think Shtar works by Hedgas? I don't know. But maybe there's a Mokar. There's a reason to think that you could you could work. No, to the extent that Pidyon is its own creature, it's a chilul fueled by a kinyan. And Shtar is a legitimate Maisa Kinyan. When it works as a Maisa Kinyan. If I have a Hada Mina, then it works by Pidyon. So why would I think to Mechanti Kaka Metaltalin? To the extent that Shtar is a valid Maisa Kinyan, and Pidyon is a transaction. It's a transaction that allows Chilul Kedusha fueled by Maisa Kinyan. But this is its own creature called Pidyon. That's why the one who writes it wouldn't be the Gizbar. It would be the Poda. This is not an example of the Gizbar selling what he owns or what Hegdish owns. The Ksos says the Gizbar writes that he might be understanding it like Ki'ilu, the Gizbar owns what belongs to Hegdish, he represents Hegdish, he's the Mocher, and therefore it's like you're selling something that you own. So wait a second, the Talatulin you can't do. So Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoa, whatever, but how could anyone write, you know, on their Maisa Sheni, whatever, or the Gizbar, whatever it's going to write, how could you do it? It's Metaltalin. But if the idea is that it's a new kinya, it's a new transaction called Pidyon. Pidyon is chilul. Chilul is fueled by a Maisa Kinyan, by Koach of a Maisa Kinyan. We know Shtar is a Kinyan. To the extent that Shtar might work by Pidyon, it's going to work wherever, by Karakor or Metaltalin. That I don't hear as well, the Ksosis Kasha, by Maisa Shem. Because, again, if the issue is a new concept of Pidyon, fueled by a Koach of Kinyan, so then maybe it would work, but Metaltalin just as well as Karakor. Okay, more or less, this is some of the raid that's out there on this one line of Rashi. So we have so far two ways to learn Pshat in that one line of Gemara. We have the idea of Shtar Eschaivus and the implications of that in terms of other inyanim, Kedushin, Karka, and so on, and the Sugilei and Davches, and how to learn the Sugilei. The Rashba learns Rashi, that's what Rashi meant. The Rashba learns different Pshat according to the Rashba's Pshat, the question of who writes it. It's a Shtar Kinyan, who's writing it? The Ksos assumes the Gizbar. Now we're saying in Rashi it's really the Poda, based on the Sugya Davtes, the Poda Tala Rachmana, we can say. And yet Rashi perhaps had to mention as well the most Pidyon Hegdish, because otherwise you don't have a Maisa Pidyon here. It's not just about buying it from Hegdish, it's creating Chilul through the mechanism of Kinyan. Yeah. Let's go on and see the Gemara Shaka Matarya, and then, you know, we'll go back to the Taptosis from the beginning of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do we know Kinyan Shtar, therefore? By Kedushin, the Yatsa V'Haisa. The Yatsa V'Haisa is Makish Havaya Yitzia, Na Yitzia B'Shtar, Af Havaya Nami B'Shtar. So it's a Hekish. The Hekish tells us what's true for Gerishin is true for Kedushin, therefore you can have Kedushin through a Shtar. Frag the Gemara. If you makish one direction, you can makish both directions. Ein hekish gemachsa. The akish nami yitzia lahavaya. So let's also equate gerishin to kedushin in the following way and say ma havaya bekesef, af yitzia bekesef. Just like we established that you can have kedushin through kesef when the Baal gives kesef to the woman, havaya mekudeshesli. That's we learn that is kedushin. So maybe you can have gerushin take place through kesef. So what does that mean exactly? So who's giving the kesef to who? So there's no Rashi over here, but there is Rashi elsewhere. The Mitzrayim, if you have your Gemaras, and some of the Gemaras have the Lashon of Rashi in other places, like in Erevin, for example. And this is what's going to come out from Tosis. What does Rashi say? They don't quote the Rashi. Yeah. Okay, it's on a later part, but in Miskareshes Bekesef, I mean, Ramaisa, Rashi says, the Lashon, I mean, it's quoted here from Sukkah and from Ervin, in Nasan Rakesef V'Amar Hisgar Sibo. Okay, so how did Rashi learn the Gemara? Who's giving the Kesef to who? The Baal, if there would be Kesef Bagesh, the Baal would give it to the woman. In Svara, one Katani here, what would you think should be? Misvara, who should give the kesef to who? Why? Because who is what? Who typically gives the kesef?
I'm leaving.
Right? The one who's kona gives the kesef. The kona gives the kesef. So when the baal is mekadesh, he's kona the woman. When she's getting divorced, so that's called who's the kona? Who's the makna? The woman is kona sachmah. It's written in the Mishnah. The Gemara that based on basis that it should say this: the kona umakna. Why does it say Kone Sashma? It say Kone Umakna, except the Misa Sabal is not, he's not being Makna, but by Gerson, he's being Makna to herself. So the Chore of Kesef is the Kone giving the Kesef, so then you would think that maybe she should give the Kesef to him. So how did Rashi know to Rumshat, and what would it mean? So how would it mean? It's strange. What kind of halach is that he gives her Kesef, and then she's Megureshes? No, maybe stop, but it's a hekesh. It's a hekesh havaya v'tfiyah. So what would be the hekesh? Just like by havaya, by kedushin, he gives kesef, and then she's mikudesha. So too, he gives kesef, she's mikudesha. But the underlying idea, her doesn't seem to hold up in terms of what's happening with kenyan kesef. So there are those achronim who say, you see that by kedushin, it's not really about kesef kenyan at all. It's a new halacha. Kesef Avarishus, just like Rashi had a shot in the Gemara, that maybe she can give the Kesef to him. Mali, right? Mali, Kesef Didin, Mali, Kesef Didah. It's a new idea. Kesef goes from one part to the other, and lo and behold, Kedushin takes effect. Many Gemaras don't sound that way. Many Gemaras sound like, you know, that there's a notion of a Kona giving the Kesef by Kedushin. It's a Kesef Kenyan idea. So then this Gemara is very hard. It's not a Gemara. That, at least the way Rashi learns Pshat, that the Gemara is assuming that the Baal would give the Kesef. No, maybe Kachazah, it's a Hekesh. Maybe Kesef Kedushin is what it is, but Lamaisa is a Hekesh. So the Hekesh says that whatever is taking place by Kedushin, that the Baal gives Kesef to the woman, Harebu Kudeshesri, he's the Kona. So the Baal gives Kesef to the woman, should be Megureshes. So, I don't know, it wouldn't work the same way. I mean, clear? But that's what it would mean. Now, how did Rashi know to Rimshat this way? L'chor from the next line of Gemara. Because what did Rabbi say? That was the Gemara's kasha. Let's learn out from the Hekish that Yitzia Nami Bekesef. Amar Abaye. Abaye says you can't say that. Why Yomru? Then they'll say Kesef Machnis, Kesef Motzi, Sanegar Yasa Kategar. That Kesef brings in, and Kesef is Motzi, and then that means Sanegar Yasa Kategar, the thing which is the defense, is going to become the prosecutor. Notice it's not Mistaver that Kesef can accomplish, on the one hand, Kedushin, and also Gerushin. What kind of svar is this? L'chaira, we'll see more in Tosis about this, but Pashtus, this would indicate that the Kesef in both cases is going from who to who. If you were to say that the Gemara meant that maybe you can have Gerushin through Kesef, that she would give Kesef to him, then what's the Bai's answer? Kategor Yatsenego Kone? No, to the contrary. Here he's giving her kesef, that's kedusha, and for Gerushin he's giving her kesef. That's not kategori. It's a difference. It's kesef from him to her. It's kesef from her to him. The only reason Abaya has that's what Tos is going to point out by Amar Avriya, for example. Amar Avriya, she's bought the kesef. How she get back herself? How she get released from the abdus? What happens? She gives him kesef. Nope. Why not say kategori yasa sanegar? The teretz is what? Here, which direction? Here, he's giving kesef to the father. Here, she's giving kesef to him. So that's no problem. Different parties that are transacting the kesef. That's not a problem. So then, what would the Gemara be saying over here? If he's giving kesef for kedushin to her, and she's giving kesef to him, so what's Abaye say? So chor, that's how Rashi knew to learn pshat, and that's what we see in Tosfos as well. It's clear that that's how the Gemara learned, that the Gemara was saying that maybe you can have the equation of Havaya Yitzia, Yitzia Havaya, that he would give the cats at the har and she'd be Megureshes. But the Abaye says no, but then it would come out that his giving kesef can create tahar, can create kedushin, and can also break the kedushin. That can be kategor ya sanego yasa kategor. Veb de Gemara ihachi. Yeah, no.
Sorry, I don't understand. Why can't it be that the
kesef
itself?
So I showed you from Amma. What Amma of Ria? It's also kesef works to make her in shifcha, and kesef works to release her. And there's no discussion of kategor yasa sanego kontabai. That's what we see in Tosfos, a discussion. The one obvious difference is that it's different parties that are transacting the kesef. So if it was a different party, it was the opposite direction, the kesef is going from her to him, so then it should be no issue. The Teretz says the Gemara never thought that way. The Gemara thought that it would be him giving her the kesef. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi knew it. Abai says, that can't be. But then it comes out the very thing that's creating the conditions, creating the gerishin. In fact, the Gemara knew, say the same thing about shtar. How can you have shtar work for kedushin if a gerishin? Yachi, shtar nami yomru, shtar yomruat, shtar motzi, shtar machnis. Shtar is motzi and also machnis, kategor yasa sanegor. The thing that is motzi can also work to be machnis. So how can it work in both ways? Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference there. Meet why? And for the Gemara, mili the high star luchod or mili the high star luchod. It's different. It's not the same star. This is a star that writes the states in the Harei Mekudeshes, and this is a star that's the Harei Mekudeshes Chalada. Rashi says high star luchod, but that costs the Russian Knesa, the Zemefurish Russian Yitzia. So therefore, the fact that the star is defined by its words, and the words are distinct, and therefore the words are distinct, so it's not a problem to take the yasa sanego, because it's each one is a unique entity. In fact, the Gemara knew if that's true, hachanami, say the same thing by kesef. Let's assume that kesef can also work to be motzihar, and don't be bothered by the problem of a bayi. Why? High kasbuluchud, high kasbuluchud. This is one, this is separate, each kesef is separate. What does that mean? Says Rashi Pshat. What does the Gemara mean to say? Hi, Kasper Luchud. Kishu nosno mefarish amenas mahu nosno. So Rashi brings an interesting element. Rashi says, what does the Gemara mean to ask? Each kesef is distinct. Because when you give the kesef, there's a din of what? Of amira. And Rashi is assuming the din of amira is not just where? By kedushin, but by gerushin. If you do megarish bekesef, it would mean that he'd have to say whatever divrei gerushin at the time that he gives her the kesef. So that, by virtue of the fact that there's an amira that accompanies the nesinas hakesef, bein bekidushin and begerushin, so that should differentiate one kesef from the other. So why is it a problem kategor sanegor? It's really distinct. So Rashi assumed that means that there was an amira by the gerushin as well, by the nesinas hakesef. The halacha, whether you need amira by gerushin, is a whole separate discussion. When you have shtar, that's a whole machlokes rishon. We'll get to sugis later of amira. But right now, we're talking according to the tzad that you need, that you have kesef for gerushin, it'd be amira, and therefore it's different than the amira of kedushin. And for the Gemara, no, it's still the same. Why? The kotiva miachadhu, tiva miachadhu. Rashi says the coin itself, the mint, is the same. In other words, you don't see that difference in the kesef itself. It's the accompanying words that come along when you give the kesef. Therefore, it's still kategor yasa sanega. It could be Rashi felt that from the Gemara you see that there was no, otherwise the Gemara would have, if there was no amira, what was the Gemara's kasha to begin with? What was the Havamina, high Kasbul Chod? Rashi felt there had to be, the Gemara had to be basing the fact on that there was a different Amira. Otherwise, it's clearly different than Shtar. Shtar has the words written in it, and Kesef doesn't. The Gemara is asking, yeah, but there's an Amira that goes along, so it's also different words. But I said, yeah, but that's separate. But in terms of the Chetah itself, they're the same. So this is our bias reason of how you know that you don't run out the other direction, the Hekish, that it should be Yitzia of Garrison with Kesef. That's Abaye's reason. Rava has a different makar. Rava doesn't go with Abaye's reasoning. Rava has a Gzeres HaKasim. Rava Amar Amakra. The Pasuk says, V'chasav La. It's written by the Parsha of Garrison that he shall write to her the Sefer Krisus. So we dash in B'Ksiva Misgareshes. It's only through Ksiva, through a star, that she can become Migureshes. V'Ena Misgareshes B'Kesef. And not through the other method of Kesef. That's how we know not to be Makish, to tell me that Kesef works for Gerushin. We had this drasha earlier as well, Binogea Wat, who remembers? This drasha was mentioned earlier, and Daf Dalit, and Daf, what? Gemara Beis, Gabi Chalitza, good, Gemara Beis. The Gemara said, how do I know that you can't have a Yitzia from Ishus with Chalitza, based on the Kav HaChomer? A Makra, Sefer Krisus, was actually earlier. It's calculated, no, it's from the Sefer Krisus, okay, Yeah, it's from the later drasha. Okay, we're not yet, we're not there yet. Okay. Exceeding Miss Gareshes.
Sefer
Korsa. Okay, but similar. Okay. So Rava says the drasha is from Ksiva Miss Gareshes and not the Kesef. In fact, the Gemara, the Ema, the Ksiva Miss Gareshes, the Ena Miss Kadeshes, the Ksiva. How do you know to be Medaik in the Pasuk that only Star works for Gareshes, not Kesef, were in the following deal? That star works only for this. The Kasav La, that only by Gerushin can star work, and for Kedushin not. Say it's coming to Mimayit, what? Mimayit, star Kedushin, that only starred for Gerushin, and not star for Kedushin. Sigmar says you can't say that, because Aksib Yatsav Ha'isa, Makish, we had before, that we learned that. If star works for Gerushin, it works for Kedushin. That the Gemara, Mara Isa, why are you preserving the Hekesh in that direction? That star works for Gerushin has worked for Kedushin, and you're breaking up the argument that we should make a Hekesh, that there should be Kesef for Gerushin. Go the other direction. Say that, use the deal of the Pasuk to tell me that it doesn't work, star does not work for Kedushin, and preserve the Hekesh to say that Kesef works also for Gerushin. Either way, you're undermining the Hekesh for something based on the deal of the Pasuk. So why are you dying it one way more than the other way? And the Gemara tell you why. Mistavra, koi begerushin, memayit gerushin. Koi begerushin, memayit kedushin. In other words, there's a deal. You have two choices to make in the pasuk. The chasavra, you can be medayik in the pasuk that ksiva works and not another method such as kesef. We could say ksiva works here and not there, not by kedushin. So what's more mistavra? That we're talking about gerushin now. So the deal should be this method for gerushin, not the other method for gerushin. So when Mayit Kesef from being used as a vehicle for Gerushin, as opposed to going and saying the deal is not for this, it's for a Kedushin. Ksiva here and Ksiva no, not over there. So that's the Gemara's terrace. Rashi says, Kodigation, the Mayit Kedushin, the Tmiya. Good. So we have two ways to explain that Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin. According to Abaye, it's based on what? Based on the Svaras, Kategor, Yasa Sanegor, and that's true only when it comes to Kesef by star. You don't have that problem because it's different words. Point to Rava, Rava doesn't like that argument. Rava needs to come onto the drasha of a chasad la b'ksiv miskaveshes and not the Kesef. In fact, the Gemara with Rav Yosi Aglili, the apik leila high kral drasha achrina. Rav Yosi Aglili darshins for chasad la for different drasha. So she'ena miskaveshes b'kesef b'nalei. How does he know what you just learned out from this pasuk? That you cannot have, this is according to Rabbi, this kasha. You cannot learn out, how can you learn out that there's no Gershon Idei Kesef? What is this other drasha? Rashi tells us, the peg based the Gittin, Rav Yossi learns out that the Chasav La has to be, Ksiva again has to be Dumya the Sefer. Dumya the Sefer, that it can't be a Davash Yesh Bo Ruach Chaim. That's one thing, he says, can't be food. So certain things have to be the Chasav La Sefer. It has to be a Ksiva on something which is similar to Sefer. So you can't use the drasha anymore to tell them the Ksiva Miskareshes and not the Kesef. You need it for that drasha. Where it says, Amakra, I'll get it from the following. Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korsav, Ein Dabar Acha Korsa. So Rav Yosef Aglili will learn out that Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin, not from the Chasav La, but from the Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korsa. Only the Sefer works for the Krisus, but not anything else. Yeah, this is what we had earlier, right? This is what Mark quoted before. The end of Achakos would be the Ge'a Wat and the Ge'a Chalitza. Yeah. So that would be the way to learn out that Gershon, you can't have Gershon the Kesef. In fact, the Gemara, the Rabbanan, How Kriyas is my Avdile? What's the Kasha? Rabban and Agri Yosei Agri. They don't darshan that Grasa B'chasav La Sefer. So they have the Chasav La available to darshan what? No Hakkab to darshan what? Sivnus Gavashas Im Gavashas B'kesef. So then they don't need what? This drasha Sefer Krisus to tell me that. So what do they do with that drasha? How Krisus my Abdile? What do they do with the drasha of the Sefer Krisus? Because they don't need it to darshan with my Kesef from Gerishin. And for the Gemara, by the way, for different halacha, Ledover, HaKoreif, Beino, Beino. That when you have a get, it should be a get that totally separates between them. Rashi says, Sheyeha Sefer Mabdilan, Belo Sheyebo Tnai HaOgdan. You can't put in the get a Tnai that somehow keeps them together in some way that even though he's divorcing her, but there's some shaykhus that she's still connected to him through the Tanai that was imposed that remains, you know, that keeps them connected. Which is, for example, what? Kedushanya. Hareza Gitech. If he gives a get and he writes a Tanai, Amanas, Shalotishti Yayin. So he's giving an indefinite amount of time that she can't ever drink wine. So technically he divorced her. But she's always stuck to him, so to speak, through the fact that she has to observe the Tanai. If she'll break the Tanai, the whole get gets unraveled. So the whole get is hanging by this Tanai, which means that she's still shaykh to him even after he gave the get. That's one example of a Tanai that's a problem. Another example of Nashul Techil Beis Ovich, La'olam. If he says you can never go visit your father's house. So again, even after giving the get, there's still a shaykhus through the Tanai, she's still mekusher to him. So that's what we say, Sefer Krisus, Ein Zekrisus. That would be an example of a drasha that we learn out, Ein Zekrisus, because she's still connected. That's if the Tanai was indefinite in time. Kosh Loshim Yom, let's say he makes it tonight, for the next 30 days he can't drink wine. For the next 30 days he can't go to father's house, have Zekrisus, because since 30 days is a time that will come and go, so therefore that's not cool that she's tied to him forever, therefore that could be valid. So that would be the drasha, according to Rabbanan, from the Sefer Krisus to tell me it has to be a total Krisus. Dabar Koris Benoa Benoa. Rashi explains again, Ein Zekrisus, Shekoya Meha, Hina Gedes Bo, L'Kayin Tnai Zemachmaso. She's connected to him her whole life to fulfill the Tnai because of him. We have to see more of the lumbus of this halacha, more carefully with Tosus. Hareza Krisus Afil Miyat. Rashi points out, if it's a Tnai for 30 days, she's Megureshes not after 30 days. She's Megureshes immediately. V'hita kain to know. She has to observe the Tanai. We trust her. V'teilech. She'efshu v'vam ha'lalu lovo lidei Abdullah. As long as the words can come lidei Abdullah, that's good enough. It's not cool that they're tied together. So that's the Rabbanan's drasha from Sefer Krisus. V'yosi aglili. He uses up Sefer Krisus for the din of B'tziv Misgureshes, E Misgureshes, B'kesef. So where does he know this halacha from? Mikores krisus kanafgalei. He sees it from the kores krisus. It's krisus that gives you another halacha of krisus that has to be totally separated. Rabbanan, kores krisus lo masmalu. They don't feel that's enough for second drasha. Therefore, they don't have to account for that. Therefore, they get the whole thing from Sefer krisus. Kores krisus, Rashi explains that we must have the mechtav Sefer kores. The masma Sefer korsa. And I already know that halacha of Amunas Yol Teichir Beisavich. The Acht Drasha Achrita Mi Tua Delishna from the Drasha, from the Krisus, is Ksiva Misgaveshes and in Misgaveshes the Kesef. Okay, so after Shaka Vitaria, we have to go back to the top of the Yom of the Tosis and we have to show one by one.